If you haven't been to a library recently, you really should go. It is amazing, all of the things that are available through our libraries.
Did you realize that Wyota has a library?
Yes, a little
one. And Marnie has a library. It's about 1 foot by 2 feet, but little mini libraries are over there for people to go pick up something, bring one, take one. It's all free, sponsored by our Atlantic Library. Got people in Wyota that are, that has a big, big turnover. We have one here in Atlantic also, all sponsored by the Friends of the Library. Yes. So there is now a type of library in every
town,
county,
yeah,
in this county.
You may not be able to get to a computer at those, but it's still a really neat service to be able to take a book, and if you want, you can bring a book back, but
that's
not
right.
Required.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's another whole thing. Sometime we probably need to talk about that again. But there are a couple of events coming up at the Atlantic Public Library, and so let's talk about the first one that's coming up on April 7th.
Well, first of all, the library is there to serve all the people of Atlantic and the area around it. I think anybody in the county could probably walk in there and get books or services.
I used to go to the Anita Library. I mean, I think that's an important point. You don't have to live in that town.
That's right. Also, a library is doing a lot more than just checking out a book.
Right.
You can go down there and use a computer. You can go down there and get copies made. You can go down there and there's tons of children's programs. They have fantastic things going on for the children. I went down there a couple months ago for an adult education.
Of course.
And never too old to learn. And it's things like that the library is doing a lot of extra things to warrant their place in the community. And a lot of these, not everyone, but a lot of them are sponsored by or help them with the money from the Atlantic Friends of the Library from our book sale. So that's why people should bring books in and check books out or come down and see our library book sale, which we will talk about in just a little bit.
Yes, because that's a little later in April. But another service sponsored by Friends of the Library is coming up April 7th.
Shred Day. Shred Day, we had it twice last year, spring and fall. It was tremendous. It was a couple tons of paper recycled, chewed up, and this is on April 7th. That's a week from Saturday. 9 to 11 in the morning. It's going to be an exceptionally easy activity for anybody. Reason we're talking about it now is that you can go in and get the other significant other in the family and sit down and say, what's this junk and old tax returns, old checks and stuff like that can we throw away? We've got to clean out this drawer so that we can put more in it and recycle. this is all going on. We're talking about it a week ahead of time, you might say, so people can get going on this thing and do their cleanups. Then they put it in their car, put it in their trunk, put it in their back seat, and on
in a box or a bag, something they can pick.
Well, we'd hope they would if they
put them in. Just loose stuff would not
loose
be good.
Stuff wouldn't be too fun, but we'd handle it some way. Then they come down on Saturday morning on the 7th and approach the library parking lot from the west. I can't express that enough because everybody's going to enter in off the alley. If they come from the west on 6th Street or go east on 6th Street, they'll come to the alley. We have a person there that will direct them in and bring their car into a couple of pylons that will be there. I'll be directing them right there. You stop, open up your trunk, we'll open up the back doors. You don't have to get out. If you need a key to get into your trunk, I'll take the key, open up the trunk, give you the key back. We have people right there taking this stuff out for you, putting it in our dumpster. It's about a 2 to 3 foot dumpster that's pretty tall. And everything goes in that. Then the big thing happens. We move it over to the truck, and the truck just gobbles it up. So people don't have to worry about it going somewhere to get shredded. It's going to be shredded right there on the spot.
Right there before your eyes.
People came in last spring. I can remember this. Well, is this really safe? I mean, I don't want to give this thing up if it's going to go to some landfill somewhere. It might go to a landfill, but it's going to be chewed up so small that it would take a millennium of time to get people to put it back together again. It is shredded up right there with a truck. It's really, really great.
So this is a great service. You know, you talked about those paper things, but we're really talking about those paper things that should not go in the regular recycling because your personal information.
Oh, this is stuff that you haven't wanted to get rid of.
Right.
But now there's a way.
Shredding. Yeah.
And it's all paper products. We try not to turn anything away. They've asked not to have binders and stuff like that has metal in it. It's not really a good place for a lot of books because they bring them to the book sale.
What about magazines?
Oh, anything. Okay. Anything. Oh, yes.
Okay, magazines are fine. Yep. Magazines, yep. Newspapers. But what we really want people to concentrate are on those things that they should not be putting in the regular paper recycling, that are their private kinds of things.
Your private property, that's
yes.
Right. And they can be 100%, cross my heart, hope to die type thing. It's done really well. I've got plenty of help there. It's really easy. And we just really have a big fun 2 hours of doing this. And there's something else that should be said about this. It's not for commercial use.
Right.
You can't take your lawyer office and empty out all the old files or dump stuff like that. One bag or something like that, we wouldn't turn you away. But it's for the public.
For individual.
Individual
yes.
use. Yes,
yes,
that's right.
Yes. So it's a great service. There's no fee. And it is sponsored by Friends of the Library.
It's part of the money that we get to our book sale that we help the library. It's done in the library's name. But deep down in, the money was paid for by the library, Friends of the Library.
And so let's talk a little. We'll remind you about time and date again. But
April 7th.
Everybody can help with sponsoring this by donating books.
To the book sale. The book sale is in April 18, 19, and 20. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday during normal library hours, which are 9 to 6.
Can I bring books in now?
Oh, definitely. Please do. In fact, I was down and talked to Michelle, the new librarian. The other day, she said, I've been to, I think, 3 or 4 different libraries that she's been associated with. I have never seen people bring in such fantastic, clean, up-to-date, marvelous books. That's what we're going to be selling.
Yes.
Marvelous, clean, up-to-date.
Yes. And I know I usually go and I usually spend some money. And there are some old kinds of things. But there are also all those current authors and new books. People have read them and don't want them again.
They read them, bring them down, sell them. Somebody else takes them home, reads them, bring them back. I think some of those, we should mark them some way so that
see
we
how many
well,
times.
This is the third generation of this and being read. But that's the whole American way, you know, is to recycle.
Yeah. And they're really expensive when you go in to buy them, right?
A whole dollar at the most.
Yes.
We got dollar books, 50-cent stuff, 25-cent paperbacks. And last year we even had a bunch of romance novels that we sold 2 for a quarter. We just wanted to get rid of them.
Yes. And then the amazing thing to me, and this in addition to what Michelle said, she can't hardly believe what's being brought in. To me, I can hardly believe the amount of money that you accumulate through selling these quarter and 50 cent and dollar books every season.
We've had a very generous public that have supported us very well. The big thing is they line up and come in, and I can't believe it. The children's books is always very, very popular. And don't I remember they're only a dime?
I think most of them are a quarter. Kind of depends on
quarter?
The book. It depends.
Yeah.
I know some of those really thin, more papery ones,
we put a dime on.
Yeah. So
most everything's a quarter. That's right.
So, you know, I think maybe more the fall one is a good time to get Christmas gifts for kids, but, you know, maybe not so much in spring. Let's remind folks of the Shred Day.
April 7th. 9 to 11 in the morning, approach from the alley. Come in and we'll take care of you. Don't even get out of the car if you don't have to. The book sale is April 18, 19, and 20. That's yet another 2 weeks down the line. from 9 to 6 daily.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ken Moorman, who is an active member of the Friends of the Library. And until next time, here's a thought from Lady Bird Johnson. Perhaps no place in any community is so totally democratic as the town library. The only entrance requirement is interest.